So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, HaMizbech Mekadosh Es Aroloi. The Mizbech sanctifies whatever is fit for it, as Rashi explains. Afilo Davar Pasel She'olah LeMizbech, Kitra HaMizbech Le'osis Lachmoi, Ve'imarid Noisei. Even if something disqualified was placed onto the Mizbech, the Mizbech sanctifies it and we do not remove it but burn it on the Mizbech. However, this does not validate the carbon. The Gemara explains, Roloi in Ein Roloi Loi, Lemute Kamatzin Shle Kitra Bekli. Whatever is not fit for the Mizbech is removed. This refers to the kumets of a mincha, the part that is meant to be burned on the mizbeach that was not sanctified in the klei sharis. Since it is not meant to be sacrificed, it is removed. The Gemara challenges this explanation from a ruling of Ula. A mur of kachim kalim shehalon lofnei zrukas dam on lo yerdu. A mur of kachim kalim that were brought onto the mizbeach before the dam was sprinkled are not removed, even though they are not royal mizbeach, they are not fit for the mizbeach. The Gemara differentiates hanach le mixru ma'ase begufayu, hani mixru ma'ase begufayu. The kmitza still requires the act of it being put into a klisharis, while the emurim themselves are suitable, but require an action to be performed with the dam. The Mishnah cites a machlekes regarding the parameters of ro'ola based on the pasuk zayis teres ha'ila, hi ha'ila al moikta al mizbeach. B'shu ha'imer kala ro'ola ishim im ala la yerdu. The words al moikta teach that anything suitable for burning on the mizbeach is accepted by the mizbeach, and as Rashi explains, davar shehi la moikid va'ala, something that was brought onto the mizbeach to be burned is not removed. Therefore, we expound, Ma'oila she'ru le'ishim im also le'terid, avkol she'ru le'ishim im olo le'yerid. Anything that is like an oila in that it is burned on the mizbeach, if it was placed onto the mizbeach, it is not removed. However, im le'oloimer kala ro le'mizbeach im olo le'yerid. The words ala mizbeach teach that anything fit for the mizbeach is not removed. And we expound, Ma'oila she'ru le'mizbeach im also le'terid, avkol davar she'ru le'mizbeach im also le'terid. Anything that is like an oila in that it is fit for the mizbeach, if it is placed onto the mizbeach, it's not removed. The Mishnah proceeds to explain the practical difference of their varying interpretations of the pasuk. Ein bein divrei Rav Gamliel divrei Bishua el hadam v'anasachem. They disagree regarding disqualified blood and libations that were placed under the mizbeach. Rav Gamliel lo imel lo yerdu Rav Bishua meyerdu. According to Rav Gamliel, they're removed because since they're not burned, they don't meet the criteria of ro'ol le'ishim. But according to Rav Bishua, they're not removed because they do meet the criteria of ro'ol mizbeach. The Gemara explains to Rav Gamliel, Ayla al Maikta la haduri paikin hudasa. According to Gamliel, the words al Maikta, which refer to burning, teach that a piece of a valid offering that burst out of the fire and off the mizbeach must be returned to the mizbeach. The Gemara explains further, Rabbi Yeshua mizbeach kalaro la Maikta mekadish mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the words al mizbeach, which refer to the mizbeach, is merely explaining the rationale for this halacha. We do not remove certain disqualified offerings because the mizbeach sanctified them. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Shimon Omer hazevach kasher v'nesachim pesulin. If the carbon is valid but the libations are not valid, or hanesachim k'sherim hazevach pasul, if the libations are valid but the carbon is not valid, or afilah zevizeh psul, even if both are not valid, as Rashi explains, k'gan sheyetzu oy nitmu, for example, they were taken out of the azara or became tamei, and they were both placed on the mizbeach, hazevach lo yerid v'hanesachim yerdu. The carbon is not removed, the libations are removed. And the Gemara explains because ma oyel habo b'glal atzma, afkol haboyin b'glal atzma. Only that which is like an oil in that they are brought on their own account remain on the mizbeach. But libations which accompany a carbon do not. However, as Rashi adds from the Gemara later, nesachim abom efnei atzman, nesachim that are brought on their own account are indeed not removed. The Braisa cites two other opinions. One pasuk says v'zeh shetas al mizbeach kavasim, and another pasuk says zeis teres oil hi oil al moita al mizbeach. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi Glili expounds, ma kavasim ru'uyin av kol ro. Just as lambs are fit for the mizbeach, so to all items that are like kvasim and fit for the mizbeach are not removed. However, the reference to oila teaches us that the mizbeach only sanctifies karbanis after they are slaughtered. On the other hand, Rabbi Kiva expounds, just as oilas are fit for the mizbeach, so to all items that are like an oila and are fit for the mizbeach are not removed. However, the reference to kvasim teaches us that this does not include a mincha. The Gemara explains, Oila sa'ev psula ikibinayu, mar maisila ma'oila, or mar maisila mikvasim. According to Bezeg, lily bird offerings are removed from the mizbeach since they're not similar to kvasim. While according to Bekiva, they remain on the mizbeach since they are oilas. The Gemara points out how various items are subject to the machlikis between these four opinions. Kmatzim shekitshu bekli. Kmatzim that were sanctified in the klisharis. Letanoi didan lo yerdu. Letanoi di masnita yerdu. According to Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, they're not removed from the Mizbeach because they were fit for burning on the Mizbeach. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili Rabbi Kiva, they are removed because menachas are excluded and only animal karbanas can remain. Mincha bo befnei atzma, a mincha offered on its own account, not to accompany a carbon. L'divri kulon le terid, l'divri b'yisei glili Rebbe Akiva terid. According to all opinions in the Mishnah, kulon Rebbe Shimon, they're not removed, but according to the opinions in the Braisa, they are removed because only animal karbanas can remain. Nesachen haboim im azevach, libations offered to accompany a carbon. L'divri kulon yerdu, l'divri m'lil l'chudei lo yerdu. According to most opinions, they're removed, but according to Rebbe Gamliel, they're not removed, even though even though they can be offered on a later day than the carbon itself, they are considered an accompaniment to the carbon.